With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hurricane Beryl now strengthening into a powerful Category 4 storm. It is approaching the Southeast Caribbean. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says this storm is very dangerous.
Moving quickly off to the west at 21 miles per hour and is going to be moving through the Windward Islands overnight tonight and Monday. Beryl has continued to rapidly intensify and is now an extremely dangerous Category 4 hurricane with maximum sustained winds of around 130 miles per hour. We've had both the Air Force Reserve and NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft in the storm.
And he adds residents from St. Vincent south to Grenada need to pay attention.
Everybody in the Windward Islands should be listening to any advice or potential evacuation orders they've been given by your local officials. Please, you have a few hours left the rest of today and this evening to get ready for what's going to be a potentially catastrophic storm.
Also at SRNnews.com, United Nations Security Council presenting now, or rather has been presented with evidence that Russia has deployed a North Korean missile in Ukraine.
In January 2024,
Jonah Leff, Executive Director of Conflict Armament Research, offered a detailed analysis of remnants of a ballistic missile that struck Kharkiv on January 2nd.
Carr documented the missile's rocket motor, its tail section.
Showing the council photos of the remnants, he said they had unique features indicating it was manufactured in North Korea last year. Leff says the evidence
irrefutably establishes that the missile fired on Kharkiv was indeed of DPRK origin.
The U.S. and its Western allies accused North Korea and Russia of violating a U.N. embargo on arms exports from the DPRK. Russia dismissed the accusations as baseless. Ben Thomas, Washington.
In Nigeria, at least 18 people have been killed, 30 wounded in attacks by suspected female suicide bombers. This is SRN News. Nurses in Britain fighting transgenderism.
Five women who work at Darlington Memorial Hospital say they're being forced to share a changing room with a man who is living as a woman. They have filed suit against Britain's national healthcare system for sexual harassment and sex discrimination. The nurses say when they complained about having to change in the presence of a man, their supervisors told them to, quote, broaden their mindset and be more inclusive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. charitable giving dropped 2.1% in 2023 to $557 billion, but experts say the flow of funds is beginning to stabilize following several years of volatility related to COVID. Churches and other religious causes have historically received the giant share of donations, and that continued to hold true in 2023. This is SRN News. Summer hours are a perk time, rather, than the small business can offer workers to maybe boost morale around the office.
With summer having gotten off to a scorching start, workers across the country may be dreaming of a seaside escape or cutting out early to watch a movie in an air-conditioned theater. For some, that can be a reality. Summer hours, a reduced schedule on Fridays, offered usually between Memorial Day and Labor Day, are one way that smaller businesses can stand out to prospective employees in a competitive talent marketplace. Small business owners also say that offering summer hours can help boost morale in the right circumstances. Ron Taylor reporting.
In Florida, art lovers are upset. That comes after Governor Ron DeSantis vetoed $32 million in arts funding. Advocates say the lack of state funding is going to devastate the arts and culture in the Sunshine State. More details at SRNnews.com.